Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were talking about how joyful Paul was over the faithfulness of the Thessalonians in their service for the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Do yourself a favor sometime and read Ephesians chapters 1 and chapters 3. There you have prayers being recorded for the saints, and see how they pray for others. See if your prayers are the same in praying for your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ as are listed in Ephesians chapters 1 and chapter 3. You may find that it's quite different. Now, here is the apostle under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he is joying before God. He is thankful for them. Now, if you want to do an interesting study one day, begin at Romans and go through Hebrews and see how often the apostle is praying for others. It is quite often, and it's quite an example that you and I should follow. Enjoying before God, this is also looking with eternity in view. Remember, chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, in the Greek in which it was originally written, is just one paragraph. It is one entire paragraph, this chapter. Now he says, rejoicing for their sakes is seeing these people will be rewarded. He's just not joyful that there is probably a crown laid up for him for having led these people to Christ, but he is also rejoicing because these people are faithful and they are serving. You see, we should teach others to reproduce in the holiness of Christ and produce others that will follow him. It's like a child. You nurture, you educate the child, and you instruct them. And they go on, maybe they reach great heights. And probably your child would not have reached that without you. God used you in their life. And your love is fulfilled in seeing your child do well. Well, that was the joy of the mission team that had originally went to Thessalonica and began to evangelize and form that group into a church and teach them to observe all that Christ had commanded. You see, what happened in Thessalonica did not stop with 4 weeks of revival meetings. Their prayer for them did not stop when they left Thessalonica. The mission team continued to pray for the work that had gone on in Thessalonica. And he's giving thanks to God and rejoicing over them. Now, my friend, pray for people who are still true to the Word of God. Rejoice over those who have not abandoned the old way, the old standards, and especially the old book. We still have the King James Bible, not a Queen James Version. It's a shame that today, that too often, by the way, one time would be too often, but it's a majority of the times, it seems like. Too often, we dress up our capitulation to modernism, postmodernism, contemporary and blended worship, and new evangelicalism with fancy terms as tolerance, responsibility, sensitivity, love. Well, my friend, it's time for we who are fundamentalists to quit being pacifists by our endorsement of the darkness in religious wrappings. We need to once again get on fire for our Lord. Now we see here, joy floods the heart of heaven when people are saved and then are still true to the Word after they've gone through trials and tribulations and attacks. Many times, those are people that see the devil go after their children, and they get caught into the modern ways of religion. They get away from the old book, and instead of standing against the devil, they begin to excuse and make excuses for their children. Well, the apostle here lets them know that he prays for them. He tells them the church at Ephesus, the church at Colossae, and on down what he is praying for them. My friend, what are you praying for your church, for your local church? Are you praying more than just saying, well, bless them, Lord? Are you praying specifically for your local church? When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he prayed. And he states himself that he prayed aloud for those who were around's sake. He knew the Lord hears him, but they need to know, when you allow the mind of Christ to be in you, that mind which was also in Christ Jesus, he hears you as well. We read in chapter 5 here, 1 Thessalonians, verses 16 through 18, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Have you ever made a revival decision or a decision at church in a special meeting, and then you've gone away from it? Well, here are some imperative commands I just read from chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Too often we blame other people, the church, or whatever else, when we start to go away from those decisions we made. And yet the truth of the matter is that it's our own fault. We're not sticking to the commands of the Lord about prayer, about faithfulness, obedience, and doing what we ought to do. My friend, rejoice evermore. Jesus is coming again. Do you remember the parable of the sower? Some fell on the wayside, and the birds ate it. Some on the rock, and it sprung up, and the sun wilted it. Some was in thorny ground, and it became unfruitful. But there were some that fell on good soil and became very productive, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Now, in each case, the responsibility of the sower was to spread the word of God. What happens in the heart is between the one to whose heart the word is given and God. And so, my friend, understand that in that parable of the sower, 75% of the seed, 75% of the areas weren't productive. But the ones that were, it was 30, 60, and 100-fold. Yes, that seed goes to the wayside. You witness, and they don't give it a second thought. It's like it goes in one ear and out the other, and you feel like a failure. They weren't even moved. Well, my friend, you must keep it in mind. You're not the Holy Spirit, but you are the messenger, and you deliver the word. A couple of years ago, I had a nice little tract that explained the way of salvation. We had it in our church, and I put a challenge out to our people. I, in the Sunday morning service, just read the tract to the people, gave each one a tract, and had them follow as I read it. When I got done, I proved to them that I was not the best reader in the church. But then I also showed them that anyone could read a tract to someone. And so I challenged them to take the tract I had given them and to go out and just read it to another person that they believe is unsaved. We had over 30 salvation decisions by people going out and doing that. And some led people to the Lord for the first time in their life. There were others that said, "Pastor, I've been trying to witness and never doing very well with it. Nobody got saved. This time I just read the tract to them, and they got saved." And you know what the difference was? Simply boiled down to this. They were psychoanalyzing the person, trying to speak to them in a way they thought would be the most convincing, instead of just giving them the gospel straight out. And when they read the gospel straight out, the people got saved. No, witnessing the gospel is not about our method. It's about the gospel. Christ died for their sins. He was buried, and he rose from the dead. That was the work he did. Ours is not a work. We simply, through repentance and faith, receive Christ as our Savior. Okay, and that's between us and God. It's not the method that gets a person saved. It's the Holy Spirit through the gospel that saves. Salvation, we are told in the book of Jonah, is of the Lord. And never, never, never forget that. Salvation is of the Lord. Well, we found that some of the seed fell on the rock. And it seems they did receive it. But the sun comes up, and it wilts. You might say, "Man, they got saved. I talked to them. They come to church. And they've been at church several Sundays. They might have even got baptized." But then you begin to teach the word, and you give the standards of separation from the world, and they begin to wither under the pressure. Well, they had no real root in Christ Jesus. Their root was only in religion. Then we saw that some fell on the thorny ground. This is a Christian who is occupied with riches and the cares of this world. It might be sports, or it might be the desires for things. And they get into that, and it chokes service. Their heart is giving their best in these other areas, whereas when it comes to the service of the Lord, they only go through the motions. That's why your church has had revival meetings. You thought, "Man, this was great. You should have seen all the decisions. Man, it was great." Within a month or two after the meetings are over, it seems like it's back to same old, same old. And we say, "I wonder if something's wrong with the pastor." Because, boy, things went away so quickly. Well, what happens? You've been going to church every night through the revival meeting. Instead of sitting home watching television, instead of out doing something else, you've even, as you've gone through the day, prayed for the meeting. You're interested in trying to get someone to come. And then, when the meeting's over, you're not praying through the day for anything. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ." Christ Jesus.